C4 and Brian Neiman.
Baltimore's live and local morning show.
WBAL News Radio 1090.
FM 101.5.
And the WBAL mobile app.
So I got this email, Tori. We all get these emails, those of us who are in talk radio or, you know, have these forums. And it's from an organization. They call themselves the New Civil Liberties Alliance. And they're lawyers who represent people. They want to talk about a class action lawsuit. And of course, you don't get this stuff. But the class action lawsuit that they're talking about is against the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Why are they doing this lawsuit, Tori? They're doing this lawsuit on behalf of landlords and property owners who have been one of the least talked about groups through the pandemic. Why? Because about maybe the end of March last year is when President Donald Trump issued a moratorium from the President of the United States. And the CDC, a lot of people don't know, Tori, have these powers within the CDC that in a crisis or in an emergency, they can do certain things, like, you know, not evict people and that type of thing. And so they've been using these powers on and on and on since last March. But very rarely, Tori, do you hear, including, by the way, President Joe Biden yesterday, extending the moratorium on evictions, that was the national one, that was supposed to end tomorrow, the 31st. He's now extended it to the end of June. And I still want to talk with you about the fact, look, I don't necessarily want to see anybody thrown out, but what about landlords, Tori?
Well, and to that point, right, this is really about understanding how our economy operates, how things work. Here's one of the big problems, I think, that the reason nobody wants to see people put out, but I don't think people understand the process of renting. I don't think they understand mortgages. You know, whenever someone rents property, it's not like they're just living there and the person's just raking in the money. That person either invested in that property,
or they've retired,
been making mortgages on it. Yeah, like that money's got to come from somewhere.
Yep.
And so, you know, the fact that landlords, they're kind of normally perceived as these bad guys, and part of the problem, C4, is that there are different types of landlords, and I think that's where you run into issues, because you do have these, Wall Street fat cats that are running these giant operations.
Jared Kushner, you sure did.
Yeah, exactly. There's talk about people, you know, in Baltimore. But, you know, the reality is that if we're going to try to deal with this crisis, let's deal with all parts of the crisis. And that does include individual landlords, people that are owning property. And let's not forget, it is their property, C4.
Yes. So, and they're not breaking the law by charging rent for their property. And one of the things I think about are retired individuals, Tori, who use the properties that they have, a management company for the most part, if they're retired, renting for them as their income. This is to supplement whatever, Social Security, whatever it is, their income. And I just don't hear enough about how they are being made whole, Tori, throughout the pandemic that's now going on a year of many of them having their rent not paid, and there's been monies put to the side. But what I'm saying, Tori, is when the president made this announcement yesterday, I thought it should have been complimented by, and this is also what we're doing to look out for landlords. And it never is. You never hear that part.
But I don't think they care, right? It's not on the, and here's the thing. This is the real question. Do they know what they're doing, right? Is this an overall effort to, you know, they may say, you know, seems like they're doing this for good purposes, right? But is this ignorance on purpose, right? Does President Biden, does the CDC, do these officials, do they have ignorance as an excuse? Because it is an issue. It is impacting these landlords. Is the overall goal to decrease and disincentivize people from owning property?
Exactly. To
That's
own
what
things.
I think it is.
To own, to it hits the private sector significantly. But, Tori, I have a question along with you. Yours is a good question. I have a question alongside of it, though, as it relates to this whole issue. And that is, how many of these people can pay their rent? Because the issue, we look at all of these stimulus checks and everything, the increase in unemployment, $600 a month that many people got. Has any of that money gone to pay towards rent? Look, some people, Tori, were without incomes. I get that. And it will hit significantly. But everybody wasn't. A lot of people are renting and just not paying rent, Tori.
And living under the security that they probably won't have to. Right?
Exactly.
I was reading an article about people that are not paying their student loan debts because there's a chance that the government may forgive. Right. This is about, I was raised, you know, you incur debt, you pay your debt.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
And I think that a lot of these renters, by the way, on this topic, I don't know what the law says, but are these renters, are these people that own these property, are they allowed to charge like back rent?
Yes, they can. And here's the thing. Here's what they have to do, Tori. Well, let me explain to people what they have to do. Here's what they have to do, according to, and this is going all the way back to President Trump. You file in rent court when you're past due, when the rent is past due, and you file for eviction. That way you can, you know, show the bank and show everybody your due diligence and everything else. The problem I have, Tori, is once you do that, how are the landlords made whole? Yes, you can try to get your money from your tenants, but will you get like 100 cents on the dollar, Tor?
So and so are you proposing a federal program, right? Should this have been part of the stimulus to not just cover rent, but to make that rent go towards homeowners?
Yes.
And where do you draw the line on that? Because that gets sticky, right?
Sure it does.
There are some people that can soak it up, right? But who determines that? You know, are you going to be making these payments to, you know, these fancy high-rise owners, things like that?
What should have happened, Tori, is when you are doing a moratorium on evictions at the state and local level, have them identify who this hits. I've never heard, at least from my state level and local level, I haven't heard about who has really been hit. Landlord was separated, as you said, the massive multi-dwelling owners from grandma who owns a house in East Baltimore and simply is trying to survive. I haven't heard the distinction, Tori.
There is no distinction. I mean, I personally believe that there's a legitimate effort to disincentivize private property. And it's not a new thing, right? This is honestly, it's one of the things that people have targeted. Baltimore City, sorry, I'm losing thoughts here. Baltimore City is a prime example. What would Baltimore City look like if the people owned those homes, if they had an investment
totally
in those homes, right?
Totally different.
This is a legitimate and a specific effort to discourage people from owning property, to make it financially difficult for them so that the government can own it, right? Government, Baltimore City owns most of the property that's abandoned in Baltimore.
A lot of it. You could sell
to someone for cheap. They could take ownership of it and turn it into something
profitable. Well, we had programs like that, Tori. We had programs like that, the Dollar House program that started under Mayor William Donald Schaefer, where if you put up a certain amount of money, you could get the house for a dollar and turn around. A lot of those programs that we had in the 70s and early 80s are no longer around. Got this text message real quick, Tori, now Metro Beth and Tile text line from Todd in Reisterstown. C4 and Tori, if a landlord loses the property and it goes back to the bank, can the bank have the people evicted? That's a good point. So I don't even know how all of that when you have a moratorium from the government through an emergency process, I'm not even sure, Tori, how that works out.
That would have been an interesting question for our legislators, because I know that they were looking at rent assistance, things like that. I wonder if the House, if the General Assembly could do something to make the landlords whole. And I agree with you. That's really what we're going after. In fact, I don't know. Yeah. So that's my thoughts on that.